felt that we could talk about a opening background position about mikvos, about the mokor that you're coming out of the pasuk, the teres kainim, and some of the inyanim having to do what makes in the fundamentals of a kosher mikveh, without getting into actual specific practical areas of construction, which we might discuss later in coming shiurim, of different types of mikvos that exist or existed, especially in American scene, all kosher, based on certain things. But once you get the klalim, you can see why they made it this way, why others make things later or the other way. Because the first mucker dealing with the mikveh, you go to a pasuk. The pasuk is here at the end of Parsha Shmini, when you see pasuk there, Lamed Vav, Perek Yud Aleph Ach, when it's talking about tumah, being metar things from tumah, is not just specifically within the area of, remember, of Nida and Zav and Zava, which are mentioned in the Torah. In fact, that's a question that Tosfos asks in several places, in Yevamos and in other places. He asks that actually in the text of the Torah, it doesn't mention that a Nida has to go Tvila. Only a Zav and a Zava, but not a Nida. So Tosfos says they learn it out from a Mamatzinu, that just like they have that. It's a whole discussion there, but we know that for practical purposes that there's a din of Taras HaMashpacha Nida. But here, this pasuk is talking about the kayach of Tahara of a mikveh on dinim of Tumah. The dinim of Tumah is talking about here, Tumas Nevela, the Tumas that one, or Tumas Sheretz, it touches Klecheres. What happens, and all the stages of Tumah. So, however, in a case where you can have a Tahara of certain Kalim, like a Klecheres, Mikvah does not help. Klecheres is, once it becomes Tomei, Mi, and Mi Befnim, Mi Gabo, if a Sheretz, which is not a Tumah, touches a Klecheres on the outside, it doesn't become Tomei. That's the Chiddush of Klecheres, but if you suspend it inside, even if it doesn't touch the sides, it's going to become tame. That's me teiche. Mm-hmm. So what happens to that shvira? You break it. Shvirasans, you know, zui misosam. That's the language that is used. So, however, another kalim like clay matches, metal, and even wood that become tame, you have a mikveh. But of course, we apply it. Not only when they're talking about kalim, but the most essential thing in the structure of a Jewish community, you build mikvos, not just for kalim, you build mikvos for taharas hamishpacha, for noshim. That's what you have to make. So you have a pasuk. Ach mayon ubor, mikveh mayim yi yator. Now, the pshat is, a mayon is simply a natural spring, tashtus. Ubor, bor being some sort of a pit, and mikveh mayim that has an assembly, a collection of water, let's say a cistern, collection of water, a reservoir, yiator, that is Torah, meaning that will not be mekabel tumah, that's in pashtus. And the nogeya ben ivlosam yit, but whoever touches the nevela from the animals or the sheretz or whatever Tumah is talking about. But what we're focusing him on is what the Teilas Kainim says about Mayim or Bor Mikveh Mayim. We don't have a text of Teilas Kainim here, but if you have a set of Chumashim with the Malbim, and the Malbim on Chumash has the masterful Perush and Vayikra, very extensive, very exact, on the Teiros Kainim. In the Malbim's sets of Chumash of Torah, there, so he has not only the text of the Chumash, he has Rashi, the Targum, and some other Meforshim, but mainly he has printed the text of Teiros Kainim, or the Sifur, and his Perush mainly is focused on the Teiros Kainim. So Here's the, first I'll read off, as I say, I don't have the text over here, but I'll read off what the Teus Kainim says about this pasuk. We don't have it here. Now, the Sifra states the following. That's Parsha Tes, and he has it on the Simani Kufmem Gimel. Here's the text of the Teus Kainim. Ilu Omer Mikvei Mayim Yihir Torah. If it would just say the text of the pasuk, that a mikvah mayim will be Torah. Yochol afila mile b'ksefer, v'osa mikvah b'tchila yehei tor. In other words, what he's talking about, what was known, and when it comes to the contest of mikvah mayim she'uvim, you can't. So first, the Torah Shabbal Peh probes. I might think if the Torah says mikvah mayim, you fill up a pool. You take buckets, containers, fill up a pool of water. You have a mikvah mayim. That's what it is. What is a pool of water? It's a collection of water that was put in there with a container, whatever it was. So I might think those came in the Havamina that if you filled up on your shoulder buckets of water and poured it in, so that's what the Torah means, Tor. Talmud Lema, no, you can't say that. Why? He's saying Mayan. A Mayan means a natural spring. It bubbles up by itself. Ma mayim bidei shemayim. So this, since mayim is bidei shemayim, in other words, no human hand deals with it. It's a natural spring. There are natural springs in the world. Mayim bidei shemayim. Af mikveh bidei shemayim. The mikveh also has to be bidei shemayim. Ma mayim she'ein bo tfisas yedei odom. There's no, as if to say, no hand of a human hand has been involved in the creating of it, is Yotza HaMeniach Kankanim, the Reish HaGag. Suppose a person left big buckets or barrels up on jugs on the roof, and Lenagvam, he's put them up on the roof, let's say, to that they should be dried. V'nismalamayim, they filled up with water. So human hand did not go into that. So I may think that might be good. Talmud Lema Bor. It has to be a bor. In other words, bor means it has to be the concept is in the ground. It has to be in karka. E bor yochol afila bor. In other words, shebespina. Let's say you have a ship, and in the ship you have a pool. You have there the rain comes down and fills in that pool over there. You know, they have in the cruise ships. They have pools, but they don't come take it from the rain, but a pool. Now, there in the ancient times, I may think that's what they call a bor shebesfina, yitor, Talmud Lerma Mayan. Ma Mayan she'ikro bekarka, af mikva she'ikro bekarka. That's the Teus Kainim. It has to be kan karka. It can't be in some sort of a separate container or anything else of that sort. That's what he's talking about. Of course, I don't want to go into that now. In the history, when you learn dinim and mikvos, in Shilas and Chuvas, how they, in different places in Europe and all over the world, where they try to put some sort of a container in a river, you know, so that should be the place where the people should go tefillah, whether it's good or not, we're not going into that. Here's talking in pashtus. If it's a bor, it has to be bekarka. Now, what does the Malbim say in explaining this Teus Kainim? This is the text of the Teus Kainim. So here's what the Malbim says. I'm just part of what he says. Now, first place, you see that the Malbim is not Stam, a Tanakh Meforish. The Malbim is a Gon Olam, not only in his knowledge of Vashenim, of Meforshim, and Tanakh, and everything else of that sort, and also on the linguistics of Lashon HaKodesh, because the Malbim is a very exacting approach. You know, his approach in explaining Tanakh was that not like the Radak. The Radak says many places, and the Metzudas is really a kitzur to some extent from Radak, who's one of the daily Rishonim in Tanakh. Radak says so many times the Navi will use several words like Sosam, Vasimcha, and so forth. Kofal Hadavah, B'milim Shonos. It's a repetition of the same thing. The Malbim doesn't accept that. He says every word is a different nuance. He goes into the depths, and you could say the very innards of the semantics of the language. That's his kaya. In fact, there's a little sefer that they put together that's called the Milim on the Adofim from the Malbim. You know, where he takes all these different words which seem to be synonyms or homonyms or whatever, every word is analyzed. So that's the kayak of that. So, but
I have a leak from the Gra that does that.
Yeah, right. They're gone. There were not many Gedolim in the Reb Shlomo Vertheim Azal, who was a big Rav, a great Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. He's the one that really found the Gneza in Cairo and with Solomon Schechter, somehow took it over the Kaya, but he has a sefer called Milim Ani Dofim Shebet Nach, where you want to see the analysis of the meaning of different words which seem to be very the same, and he tells you why this word is different than that, and he brings a bias to every one of them. There are some like that. There's even one from one of the Rishonim that you have, and also from Reb Shlomo Kluger, they all have these sperm. So the Malbim, besides being this master of Lashon, was a Gaon HaLacha. And you'll see how it comes out in his explanation over here. That's why I took time to explain that. The Malbim writes, Ulemikvei Hamayim, this is the Lashon of the Malbim, Kore Yamim, Vein Ayadei Adam, he says, Nete Yotcha Almeimei Mitzrayim. He's quoting from the Pasuk. The Alkol Mikvei Meimehem Shekoleil Gam HaNikovim Ayadei Adam. In other words, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron to raise his hand that everything should turn into blood, the Makkah says that all the collections of waters, whether they're natural waters, whether they're collected waters, that's what it's talking about. So that's what a Mikvei Meim could be. Yeah, yeah. Ve'im hoya hakavana shegam. He's saying that hanikva ayade sheiva. So it would be kosher. In other words, if the kavana of the Teres Kaini would be that a mikve mayim that is mentioned in the Torah is kosher, even with sheuvim, where you carried it buckets, into containers, into that hole in the ground, into the pit, he's saying. Why does he put juxtaposed to it Mayan Ubor? Ach Shabola Lame Mikve Mayam Hanasa Ayade Mayan Ubor. It has to be something similar, in other words, a natural. It can't be done by human hands. As far as the filling up of the water, v'nei ha'mayim ismalei bidei shamayim, come bidei shamayim, a natural spring. V'lo cholo bay yedei adam klal, v'habor hu mayim ha'mechunosim ayedei geshomim. Then you put a hole in the ground, and if it rains, that's a mikvah. That would be a natural mikvah. In principle, when they make mikvahs today, and they have the trap on the roof. It catches the gshamim, and it goes all the way down into an eitzer. And from the eitzer, they connect it with the mikvahs of the city water through Hashoka, through Zriya. We're not going into that, but it's also a natural process. It's come from gshamim, from rainwater. No human hand has a hand in doing that. What? That, but it's not a double mikvah. Has to be a clay kibble. That's why they always are worried. Those would be big machlekes in building mikvahs, especially in Brooklyn, and when the chassidim came in and others, they wanted to construct a mikvah. They were worried about the bend, the joint, the bend, whether water could collect there. That's what it was. So they made it in such a way that it's impossible for it to be a clay kibble. Water could not collect. If water cannot collect, before it even comes to Hashoka. Otherwise, it would be Mayim Shuvi. It's a Mekela. It would go from Mekela and so forth. That's why they were worried about water meters being up there, which would it would maybe hold back the water a while. Is it a clay kibble? That's, you know, I don't want to get off on a tangent.
Is there a shear for that?
What?
Is there a shear?
Well, it has to.
A little bend?
Well, some, that's where the chumras get in, you know. Some don't want any aspect, possibility of any bend. That water cannot collect over there. There's a lot of other things that go into that. The question of whether it's what it's made out of. If it's mechuba lakarka. If it's mechuba lakarka, maybe has a din like karka, so it's not a kelach. That's goes into the washitas that want to be matur, the great cistern pipes, the cement pipes that brought the city water, to say that's not a clay kibble, because it's mechuba lakarka. It's made out of cement too. Cement is also has a din. I don't want to get off on a tangent, but I'm just mentioning how all this comes out from the Tevas Keni. So the Malbim goes further. He says, "Amayim is smaller b'day shemayim, v'lo chala b'day odem klal. V'abor hu mayim amifundoshim ayadek shomim. V'chalo, in other words, v'cholo bo, out of that you don't have any pulas odem. The only pulas odem was maybe digging the hole in the ground, but it's karka. Karka is not a kela. That's the point. V'mizeh yadinin shamikva tia ayadei shemayim imeik shomim. Lafuki emila b'ksefo, like the Torah's Canaan, if he, with his shoulder he carried buckets or barrels of water, she'uvim. Below, then he says, below Yuzak, there it won't be any problem once you have it filled to the shear, imcholabo pulis odom. Kamo ha'meniach kankanim l'rosh ha'gag, l'nagvam l'smalo meik shomim. V'hu pluktis t'nitatsa machlekes rabelezer reb Yeshua. The Malbim quotes from a Mishnah Mikvos, Perik Beis and Mishnah Zion. Mishum, he's saying the question is whether it's Tfisus Yedei Odom or not under those circumstances or not. So here the Malbim brings in Halacha. He brings in Shitas of Hashanim. Niyasi is Yedias. He says, Yedias Arambam, Perik Dalet Mikvos Halacha Aleph, from the Tesu Psochim Davkuf Tes, the Haran B'Shem Ri Eben Migash, the Ramban b'shem Rav Rabbeinu Yena, the Chayim Divi Hagainim, Shekol Ma Shenemer Po, Hu Asmachta, that this Teres Kainim is an Asmachta, the Psul Mayim Sheuvim U Mirabonin. It's a Machlekas in Rishayim, but these Shitas Rishayim, in fact, there's a Gemara Mefureshes of Baba Basra there in Perik, where's the Perik? Hamechas Asfina, where they're talking about a mikveh and so forth. Where the Gemara, they had a big Rashbam and Samar Zion, where the Gemara use the expression drabonim when it comes to mayim sheuvim. So there's a big machlekes. A lot of at first glance it seems to be a lot of confusion, but the way the Malbim is learning the pshat into the Teres Kainim, he brings a whole, what you call a lakas rishenim, a whole group of rishenim that hold that, you know, although they're quoting a pasuk and though there's a drasha of the chazal, but it's only asmachta. That's what he writes. Ubein ladas harambam, ubein ladas haravid. Where's the rav perik tezro behilus tumas eichli? Mavur the mayim shebekarkos ein mekablim tuma beoda michaborim. That if the water is in the mikveh, you put tum in there, it's not going to become tummy. It's not going to be kama. That's what he says. And below, mishkaris bu tumah rakim nofel mayim tlushim tmeim. That if it's separated from that markum, then it could be makabel tumah. Then it becomes like, in general, what we call mashka, and so forth, that can become tummy. But if it's in the karka, in the mikveh, it's not going to become tummy. That's a rule. Letechem birotzen. And let's say the waters didn't have mem. So once it's mem saw, it's not going to be makabel tuma. That's the whole thing. Like if you have a mikveh, a pashtus, without going into what's discussed later, because it has a lot to do with the architecture and how they made the water system coming to a mikveh. Once you have mem saw of kosher water and so forth, no matter what water you pour in there, it's going to become bottled. It's not going to get ruined. The whole thing. The whole problem later on is if the water leaves the mikveh, it's nice and sore, nipple sore, that's a different problem. But we're not dealing with that right now. So the Malbim, in explaining the Torah's Kainim, takes the tack, the approach of a lot of the Shitas of Shainim, that Torah's Kainim is not something that is an absolute derisa, although he quotes a pasuk, the Drasha Torah Shabbal Peh, but it could be, we're not finished with this yet, that Maim She'uvim is a deen of the Rabbanim. That's what he wants to say. Now, there's a great sefer on Mikvos that was authored, and it's very clear. It's a sefer called Taras Amayim, written by Anuda Rav. He was a great Baal Haor, Rav Nissen Telushkin-Zal. Rav Telushkin was actually the Baal Haor, the clandestine Baal Haor of the OU, really, when they needed big psukim. They needed a big authority. They went to Rav Telushkin, who himself was a Chabad Chassid from Babroysk, from Belarus, and so forth. You know, Agaret Litvish, he was a Nuhim. And he was a very, very good writer and a good darshan. Well, he was in the East New York neighborhood. And he lived to be a Zokin Muflig into the 90s, very well respected. And besides that, he was a Mizrahi. He used to come to Mizrahi conventions and used to say a Dvar Torah. Chabad Chosid, you know, and big Talmud Chacham. Very big Talmud Chacham. So he has, it's a great sefer because Taharas Mayim. I don't know whether it's still available or not, but it's a sefer that you can learn the olive bays of everything having to do with mikvos. The way he has it, every shita, every explanation, and he's a great Baal Masber, and has a lot of, not only goes from the sources of Chazal, from Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tosefta, everything else, and the Rishonim, but also he brings all the Achronim and the differences, and he has the diagrams of mikvos. Over there, how the boiler should be, where you could eat it, how the pipes are, all types of situations dealing with mikvah. So that's a classic sefer. So in there he has a whole introduction, he talks about he has outlined, we don't have time for that or whatever it is, about five shitas dealing about mayim she'uvim. Is it deraisa, is it the rabbanim? Like for example, here's what he has there in the first part, in Klal Zion. When he talks about the psul of mayim she'uvim, he writes she'uvim b'mikveh. Is it min ha'Torah or min ha'Rabbanan? See the Malbim. If you learn pshat just with the Malbim, you would think it's only d'Rabbanan. That's what it says. It's only asmachta. But in all the shitas, he says the following here. He counts five shitas he's had. We're not going to be deemed psul she'iva. Now let's hear some of them. For example, let's say you have a mikveh, which is either completely or rave she'uvim, that's pasul min ha'Torah. That's where according to most. V'im ruba k'sher, but let's say most of the water is not mayim she'uvim. Let's say it's natural rainwater came in there. U'mi'uta she'uva. Now the question is this, all the time with a mikveh, let's say you have the pit, the mikveh, and it's dry. Now, let's say the first water that you put in there is, let's say, Gimel Lugim Mayim She'uvim. Then after that, the rest of the water is rainwater. So he says, according to, if in the beginning, Batchila, that's very important, because once you put that in the beginning, that sort of could make a destabilization of the whole mikveh, because that's what you start out with. So he's saying, however, im rubik sheim yutashiva, whether kodmu hashuvim, ben shekovu haksheirim, it's going to be psula pasul. And that would be, under those circumstances, midrabbanan. That's not a deraisa. That's shita of Rashi. The Rashi in Baba Kama has there in Samech Vav. The Rashbam in Baba Basra in Samech Zion. The Rashba, that's not the Sephardic Reb Shlomo ben Aderes, it's from the Bali Tesis. That's the the Rash, Reb Shimshon ben Avraham, that is mentioned in Tesis, that he brings, that's what the Rash brought. And the Ramban, and the Ozerua, and the Lavush, and the Ramor, in Siv Gimel, in Yerodeya, and Simon Reish Aleph. The Dean of the building mikvos and the halachas of mikvos are in Yerodeya, Tur, Yerodeya, Simon Reish Aleph. Because the Dini Benita start much earlier, about Kuf Pei Dalet. So, and one of the notes that he makes over there about the Dean of Mayim She'uvim, he says the following, he talks about explaining Rashi and Rashbam, the Svilu, the She'iva, Ruba Okula, really is Minateva. He's saying, that's the Teres Kainim that we had quoted before, Kipshuto. The Be'inin Dafka Bidei Shemayim. V'ho adekosha b'miyot shiuvim nishum de minateo botel ha-miyot. The miyot becomes botel in the rave, and that becomes a iser ne'epach laheter, just like anything else. So it could be, just like it could be with nevela, you know, basar kosher and nevela. The same thing could be with Mayim.
Is there a difference about Hatchala?
Well, that's a different point. But he's saying it could become
bottled. No, could it become bottled if you had Hatchala?
Yeah, well, that he wants to say that in principle it could. In principle it could, according to that sheet. It's just it's a psul of the Rabbana. That's all. What? Well, lach? Well, that's a different thing. Lach is a... is also has a day can become quicker bottled than Yovish B'Yovish, because Yovish B'Yovish does not mix together. Lach is not mixed together.
That's so.
Yeah, well, all right. But it's just talking about the Etzem Din of Vitel. That's why he wants to mention that. This is what the point. V'inen dafka b'day shemayim, v'od ha-kosha b'miyat shuvi mishum de minatar bottle amiyat ha-posul b'roev ha-kosha, v'afu nepech leheter. That itself becomes kosher water. That's what he's saying. However, there's a man doma that does mean, but mean is not bottle. So, in fact, even Rashi paskins in Chul and like Rabbi Yehuda, that mean, but mean is not bottle. Even by Yisra Ba'etra. We don't paskin like that. The Rodeya in the Eror, the Rov is shining paskin like the Chachomim, that mean, but mean, bain, but mean, bain, shalom, but mean is bottle. So, but according to the Man Domer, that Min B'Mino, this is water with water. Min B'Mino is no bottle. Haina the whole Min Nisha Bifnei Atzmo. It's as if it's separate. V'lo Nepach Isha Lio Saheta. Therefore, Min Ateva Hashavu Shuvim Heim Ka'im Nim Bifnei Atzmo. The Shuvim as if they're separate. And that's what he's saying. So according to that, you have to be Masif for the Havashir. If that can't be counted, and it doesn't become bottle, so therefore you have to add to that, to the shear, that it should have mem saw. Because mem saw is a shear, remember, shiurim, bechlal, is the way the Gemara says in several places, namely in Sukkah and in other places, that shiurim chatzitzim or mechitzim is Allah l'meisha misinai. It's not something that you find. In fact, the Gemara discusses, well, maybe there is a shear in the Torah. That's a sugi and sukkah, the first paragraph, daf hey. But basically, it's a lochel amesha misinai. So the shear mem saw is like anything else, like kazayas. I didn't know kazayas. Kazayas is a lochel amesha misinai. That's all these particular dinim of shiurim, chatzitzin, and mechitzin. You know, like by Shabbos and all these things. That's the shiurim of a lochel amesha misinai. That's the rule. Once you have mem saw, that is the shear. And we're talking about of tefillah. Now, there's something else that let's discuss over here when it comes to this deen of shiuvim and so forth. There is in the Rishonim. Now, here you'll take a look. Let's see. Look at the sheet here. Well, not yet, but we'll come to it shortly. But when it comes, for example, remember there's a cloud. Let's get to this as a sort of introductory thing. When we talk about a mayon, a natural spring, the water could be dynamic. It doesn't have to be static, standing in place, or stagnant, if you want to use that particular term. So that's what we call zochalim. The Mayan is metaya bezochalim. That's one point about a Mayan. There's another point is we do know that a Mayan is metaya bekolshehu. Then there's a machlekes, what do we mean metaya bekolshehu? Because normally we say that a mikveh, no matter whatever the mikveh is you have to have memsor. What's the purpose of the memsor? To gufo, in other words, the body of the person called gufo mishasabo, that if he goes underneath, however the water is, if the water might not be in such a way, he might have to lay down flat, but if the water covers him over and it's memsor, he's already getabled. He's already gone through the process of tahara or so forth. Now, a mayan, it says many places in Chazal, mayan is metayer bekolshehu. So there's a whole machlekes. What does it mean, bekolshehu? Bekolshehu does not necessarily mean a little bit of water, although it could mean, in the minimum, let's say you had kalim, machatin. You had needles of clay, matzos, that were metal, and you wanted to be metar them, and you had a little spring in where you didn't have that very big shear of water. But if it's matara bekolsha, it's mayim chayim, you can put the machatin in there, it becomes tohar. That's the cloud. So what would happen if you have a mayon in a place where the person would have to be tabled, but they don't have memsor there? But if the person were to lay down and call gufo with oila, would cover him, so there's some shitas reshaining that will say that not only will the Mayan metaya kalim, will metaya odom. That's what it would be. So that's, we'll see, there's a machlekes between the reshaining we'll have soon there between the Beinatam and other shitas of reshaining. We'll see that it will be mentioned.
The culture who is really a measure of what is being immersed.
That is, of course, it has a lot to do with that. But call gufo elabo, mishasabo. That is a very important thing. In other words, you can't table something like there's this problem. I'll just bring the maisa, where let's say these shilas come up. I just thought of it now. Let's say a woman, for one reason or another, has a cast on her foot. Certain place. And zidabgeta mikvah. It's going to take weeks and weeks until it heals. So the Puskin were asked, very contemporary Puskin, where they called the cask in Yiddish, gips. You know, the gips, gips. That's from Russian, probably, isn't it?
German.
Gips. Well, yeah, they are gips. Yeah, right. So, anyhow. So, and you can't remove it. You can't remove it. But the whole question is, that here's the problem. Suppose the physicians and all say that you can't immerse it in water. So the shaila is, can she go into the mikveh except with that sticking out?
Yes.
So you can't. Well, the reason why you can't, because it's called gufa et ailaba. That's all. So the only other shaila is, but if you immerse in, we went in, although it might be a shaila of chatzitza, but if the water gets in there from the standpoint of chetzitz, it's not. And then there's a question if it's a mia chaina makbid. Yeah, in other words, she's not makbid that you would go into the water with that. So then if you're, but just to leave the sticking out would not be good because it's not called gufo elba. I mean, but here's Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi deals with this whole thing. He says that somehow he has to get the whole thing on, you have to get completely under the water regardless. He's not worried so much about chitza. He's worried about even if you just stick and leave it out, it's not called gufo elabo. It didn't go tvila. Tvila means the call gufo elabo. That's what I'm saying. So but here he's talking within the context of a mayon, even if it wouldn't be memsor, according to those shitas, what they say culturally, you don't have memsor, but since it's matayer, according to those shitas, you wouldn't need memsor by the dynamic, the moving water so forth. Whereas in a mikveh, you must absolutely have memsor all the time, and the water has to be ashborin. That's the language of Teres Kashborin, means stable, static. When if it's moving, there can't be any tefillah. And here's how the shaila could be. The shaila could be, I had one of the first... The first shilas I had in the Rabbanis, going back over 50 years, it was in Providence. Somebody calls me up, and I was here on my yom tov, or so forth. He says, you know, their mikveh, they had two mikvahs in Providence, Rhode Island. One in the north end that was unfortunately in a bathhouse. the Orme Street bath, but had a separate entrance. They had a mikveh there. And they had a mikveh, a separate building, in an old area in South Providence, in the southern part of the city where there's a Jewish community, south end, north end, whatever it is. So somebody says, he calls up, this fellow was a European Ben Taylor, already a Holocaust survivor. He said to me, you know, the mikveh is leaking. There's a shaila of zechila. It's moving, because when it leaks, the water is moving. So that goes into the shaila of something called zechila she'ena nikeres. That's why, one of the reasons why you've noticed in the mikveh, you have a line painted on the wall. Notice that? Why they put that line painted on the wall? Because overnight, people that supervise a mikveh make sure the mikveh is filled up to that line. So the next morning, the next day, they would see if there's a leak in the mikveh.
Nothing to do with memsor.
No, that's right. It's not nothing to do. It could have the shear of 10 times memsor. But if it's in movement, it's not a mayon, so then it's chila. So the question is, chila nikeres or not? So that was the whole shadow. So there was hardly noticeable. Very hardly noticeable. So, it happened at that time, there's a Tashbetz that is quoted by the Beis Yosef in Hilchus Mikvos. The Tashbetz quotes, says there, that Schila She'ein and Ikeres is not a psul. So why does he say that? Because Tashbetz came from North Africa, from places. They had a mikveh, they didn't have always a cement floor. They might have had a dirt floor. So there's always a certain amount of absorption of water into the karka. But the absorption of water is so imperceptible. It's very small. So schila shein in the kerosene paskins is kosher. So that's what we had to figure out. If it was hardly noticeable at all, the evid until they repaired it, because what would happen? Women would have to wait days for to go there. I mean, that's a very big Easter to be ma'akev, noshing from going to the mikveh bismanum when they should go. So that was the way. But one of the svarim I looked up, didn't clarify it enough. But looking at it, you would think that he's being matur where it's almost perceptible. It has to be a practically imperceptible. It might be just a quarter of an inch, and how much that you see that the water going down, so that it is. But it should be repaired immediately. If it keeps going, you can't leave it that way. It must be repaired. That's the point. So I'm just saying, so that's the difference. By a mikveh has to be ashberin, where a mayan could be dynamic, could be moving all the time, static. Which brings us to another situation, which the Amor, which the Kadmonim, it's in the Tur, and all the Rishonim, Beis Yosef, and the Darkei Moshe, and then brought into the Shulchan Aruch. What about, and this is a Shaila, let's say you have natural bodies of water. You have rivers. Of course, the ocean, we're not talking about it. Ocean is kosher. But feel as long as person tables himself in the water, but that it's not the wave has not been removed from the ground. The Gemara Chulin says gal shenitlash. If a wave goes up in the air and it's not connected to the ground, So a person tables in the middle of the gal, it's not good. It's not good. Not good. It has to be connected to the cart. That's the case. And that's why people sometimes. So the question is, in general, the Vishayim dealt talked about tefillah benaros in rivers. They're talking about rivers. So why is so much about rivers they're concerned about? They weren't worried so much about a mayon. That's a natural spring. You see that. But rivers, many during certain seasons of the years, they come literally bloated. They're swollen with the melting of the snows coming down, of rain, tremendous rains, and so forth. Take even American rivers. You always have a problem of flood. Why is there a flood? Because there is intense rain. It comes in the river. The river, let's say, by itself, in a normal season, let's say during the summertime or so forth, is a solid water. There's plenty of water. You know, you go over the Mississippi River and you'll see an example. You know, I've had occasion the last year or so to travel to Iowa. You go across the bridge over the Mississippi by the Quad Cities, over there by Rock Island and so forth. You see the Mississippi. It's a river. It doesn't have to be the rainy season. There's plenty of water. It's a natural. So that would be good the way it is for tefillah. But the problem is when there's a river, or not such a river the size of Mississippi, smaller rivers become literally gorged with water from the rain, where the says in the Hapshara Shilgim, the melting of snows, so then you have a problem. Maybe this is not the what we consider natural water. This is what they call Neitfim. The Neitfim are more than the natural Zeichling, because the river has a natural source of water, could be like a mayon, like a mayon. But if there's more nitrine, maybe the nitrine would move up a lot. So there's a question of tefillah benayos. So if you take a look at your sheet,
even if it's not the day of them, I mean, even if
well, that's right, because even if it's not, it has. Okay, I have it. I got it. So because that's what we said in the beginning. If it's may geshomim. And it has to be Bashbeva. If it's a Mayon, you don't have to worry. It could be Zeichelin.
Right.
That's the way it could be. Just like the ocean, it's constant flux. Doesn't have to worry about that. So, if you take a look here in the text of the tour, number, let's see.
Two.
Take a look at number two. Here we are. Two. Look there what it says. Right there in the third line. Utvila benaras, beho ika plukta de rabrosa, matlekes of shining. Rabbeinu tan hito litvo benaras kol hashana. Doesn't matter. Kol hashana. And davari, that's probably the Rabbeinu Yitzhak, and probably taste it. Voy oisa litvo behem kol achayra. In the wintertime, until after the Zman Hapshara Shilgin, until the snow completely melted, the river, as if to say, is down to its natural source. The Hain Kosov Harami Rutenberg, Shein Litro Behem Bishasak Shomim, Velo Bishor Shein Gedeles, three, Gedeles, Mehapshara Shilgin. The Hainu Maskonis Ovi Yadeni HaRoshal, because the Rosh generally follows the Psak of his Rebbe, Maharami Rutenberg, was his Rebbe. That's what he's saying. You'll look at number four, and then he talks about Aborin Shor. However, now this remains as a Machlekes of Rishonim, and the Beis Yosef discusses a lot of this, and it's rather interesting. The Beis Yosef, you look at number three, look at the Beis Yosef where he quotes a Mordechai here, and how the Beis Yosef corrects the language of what is brought in the Mordechai. Look at the language. Kosav ha-Mordechai, his G'dayli Paski Ashkenaz, Beperi B'mei Isha, Sheyesh Keiron Tagar al-Divei Ram, Gavreinu Meir, that's probably the Baram Rutenberg.
He was
his Talmud. Yeah, we're a Talmud. Yeah. Sha'isa Litro benahoros. Shabor lasos. Now look at this language. This is a terrible language. Lasos mamzeichim lemefrei, as if to say all those women that went into the rivers to Tvila, and they had children later on, and later on they find out they did that, they're going to make them from Amzeva. Now, and this is what he screams out against. Call out another Mitvila Sandos. The Tayim Hain, the Afilo Benailad Minanida. Even if it's Naila Benanida, is not a Mamza. That's a Klau. That's a Gemara Mephoreshus in Yavamas. You know, the Gemara says that that's an exception, although the klal is in Arayas. Anything that is chorus is the offspring would be a mamzevus. So machlekes whether chayve lavim is chayve mises bezdin. There's the three shitas there in the Tanoim. We paskin that it's chayve krisis. Out of that relationship comes mamzevus. Except the Gemara says. Chutz min anida. Nida, although it's a chiyuv of chorus, but the offspring is not mamzeus. The Gemara only says, miyu pogim hava. Whatever pogim is, that's sort of a mystic thing. You know? But so that's what he wants to correct in this text. He says, I feel a day min anida, but lo shum tvila, ain't a vlad mamza. You don't meperik, vasov perik achelitz. Koshken hocha, certainly over here, the woman went tvila. You also law tvila be the raisa. Alexander Rabbananu. The whole reason, what was the problem with the Horus? They were afraid that some of the non kosher waters would get in there. The nitrine would there. The Alexander Rabbananu, the Chakila, what the Chadalish of Shoming, but the movement of the Geshoming that came down. In other words, it's not static or so forth. That's what he means by that. He the previous Cain up in the Lodin the Mikorik Sharim Gemurim Beloshum Pigam Beolam up the Divim Ramas up Kamashem. So what does it remain actually, so to speak, on the books in Yoredeya? It's brought down. It's actually the Psaki. And take a look. I just ran off that one they talk about, and it's very shayach. This problem of tvila, the nilus or lakes or so forth, in the Yiddish press all the time they used to write before when people went up to the country, the Catskills. So they write there from Rabbonim, and mostly Siddish or Rabbonim, they write it up there in Yiddish. Cain has only gained tvila in the lakes, they write.
Right.
In the lakes, in the Teichen, up in the country. They use the mikvos. That's what they were concerned that there might be too much. You know, there was this shash of gishamim that were not stable.
But
we're talking about even at other times. They were worried about what it was. So you take a look. You take a look here. We'll take a look here. The mechaber. In Simon Reish Aleph, see Beis, where he talks about May Mayim Matarim Ab Bezeichlin, Peir Zeichlin Nimshokim Vehorim Veinim Mechonosim, Beik Shomi Emetam Ela Beashberim, and then Moor explains it. Peir Shmokim Omok, Shemishansim Bar Mayim and Ikra Ashberim, Avalaya De Schila Psulim Minatera, Im Haim Lachud Below Mayim, Boyo Hazeichlin Mina Mayim, Misavim, they mixed him a neitrim, she make shomi. Hari hako kamayin lechol dover. Vim rabo a neitrim ala zeichlin. Yari vechein im rabo make shomi ma mei nohor. On the river, yeah, that's what we're worried about. Eina metuharim bezeichlin, ela bazberim. Lefira tzorch lahaki mafets. You might have to put some sort of a mat. Yitzvei biosa a nohor ha me'uv. In other words, they should put something into the river to hold back so the water inside that contained area should be stable. That was the reason why they put those particular things. So the Ramah, if you look at the next one, the Ramah is finally as Matskona is his Mekel. He says that also in his Perush on the Tour, the Darkei Mishnah. He said, first of all, he said, Lachatchila, V'chein Nochon, Lachachmir. And he brings the Marik and all that discussion. Avol yesh matirin litvu benoharis kol hashona, av b'shas hakshomim v'apshoros shilgim, v'rabu ha-neifim ha-nazeichlim, v'shom di'ikar gidol ha-nor, whom him came, I mean, in other words, Mekayv, it comes from down below. And that's explained, there's a cloud where the rain comes from above, water comes out from a water table from down below. That's the concept. So that's the
have
to, in other words, what they want to say is that if you do not, if a person is a place where there is no mikveh,
right.
So then he has, if there is a river or that body of water of that sort, they could use it. That's what he says later on. The mokum, I have it underlined. The chayn nogu b'reiva mekaymes b'mokum she'ein mikveh vein limchos b'yad ha'mikveh. In other words, ha'noyegin lahokil. Because a lot of Rishonim say they could have Tevila Bedoros. Well, a lot of the questions, recently I got a question from a chaplain in Korea. Oh. Yeah, no problem. So he sent me in a map for where there was, from where he had to go to the ocean, to the bay, or where there was a river, and all of that. So we worked it out where he could, you know, we could have somehow have his wife go to the mikveh over there. But these are problems that come up in all of those particular places where there is, of course, always lachatchila, as much as possible, people should use a kosher and mikveh. That's all. We haven't even discussed how to put it together. Hopefully the next time we will. Yes.
The practical thing is people traveling, camping, not so much for the machmir with the women, but
Tefillas
Kalim, you go into a place. You
well, Tefillas Kalim but has to be a mikveh that is kosher for Tefillas Nashim. Tefillas Kalim.
For example, are we as machmir with rivers by Tefillas Kalim as we would be with Nashim?
Well, I don't know whether they have to be that if they are mekilim by the rivers for Tefillas Nashim, you could be mekil by Tefillas Kalim. You don't have a. Because there you have the problem of chorus and everything else. Mm-hmm. So if you're mekel there, you can be mekel the Gabi the Dina Tefillas Kalim. I know once you had to do this, my late son-in-law was up in Utica, and they couldn't get into the mikveh, wasn't ready. There we used the Mohawk River, and down to the banks, the Mohawk. Wow. There is a big river, flows, you know, from the Hudson all the way to the west. So they used that for the Tefillas Kalim. That's what you could do. But Neil Tashem, now next week there will be a shir I have. I have to go out of town for a simcha on this Sunday and Monday, so I don't have that much time to have the proper preparation. The simcha is I have a new great-grandson. Neil Tashem going.